Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we listen to events and race results, and we talk about competitive cycling, bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes.
Racers and chasers.
From Racers and Chasers, that was a little bit early there, Racers and Chasers, Black Mountain race results. We also got results from the Central Coast Mountain Bike Series and Southridge Winter Series overall results. And we had a chance to chat with and interview also Robert Herber, one of the promoters in Southern California of the Racers and Chasers Series mountain bike racing, at his hospitality booth at the Kenda Cup. And we got sounds of the Kenda Cup as well. And an interview with a local racer from San Diego, Dino, at Black Mountain. So let's go to some of our race results now.
Racers and Chasers. Cross country at Black Mountain, the winter finals. First-timer men, Ramsey Sutton is your winner. Beginner men 30 to 39, Robert Medina. Beginner men 40 to 49, Mike Denhon. In the Sportman 19 to 21, Edwin Clement picking up that win. Sportman 30 to 34, Nathan Adams was your winner. Sportman 35 to 39, David McWeeny. Sportman's 40 to 44, Ricardo Cecina. Sportman 45 to 49, James Berry picking up that win. Sportman 50 to 59, Nate Holslag was your winner. And in the Sport Men's Single Speeders, Alan Hansen taking that win. Sport Women 40+, Deanna Smith was your winner. Extra Men's 30 to 39, Ben Jones picking up that win. Extra Men 40 to 49, Darren Dodero. Extra Men's 50 to 59, David Stowell. And in the Pro Men, top three, third place picked up by Nate Whitman. Second going to Dana Weber, and your winner, Brent Prenslow. And in the Pro Women, Jessica Noyola. And that's the Black Mountain Winter Series Finals here on Bike Sport Radio. The Southridge USA Winter Series overall results for the downhill. Totaling 380 points and taking third place, Logan Bingelli in the Pro Men. Pro Men's second place going to John Keep with 395 points. And your winner with 415 points, Waylon Smith. Pro Women, Joy Martin taking that win in the downhill. Veterans Pros, Joe Picciottino taking that win overall. In the four cross for the overall series, Blake Carney was your winner, followed by Jared Jakubiak and Eric Carter coming in third. And in the open women, Robin Vold taking that win. Super D overall winter series. Pro man Joe Lawwill taking third place. John Buckle in second. And your winner, Eric Carter. Extra man Cody Phillips picking up that win. Sportman Rob White. And in the beginner man, Daniel Johnson. That's in the Super D. And in the overall winter series, points for Southridge. Cross country pro man Daniel Pelez taking that win. In the veterans pro, Derek Herman, riding for Bear Valley Bikes, taking the overall series win. Extra men's 19 to 26, Merrick Mitchell was your winner. Extra men's 27 to 34, Paul Shepard taking that win. Expert men's 51 to 58, Steve Herrera taking the overall series win. Sport men 35 to 42, Elmo Casson was your winner. In the sport men 59 plus, Felipe Menitti picking up the win. For the women, 34 and under, third place going to Shiloh Hawker, Liz Miller taking second, and your winner with 470 series points, Veronica Elison. Beginner men's 13 through 15 in the juniors, Cole Payton taking the overall season win. Jonas Sanchez was your winner in the beginner men's 11 to 12 year olds. Clydesdale over 200 club, Andrew Hart. In the single speeders, 34 and under age group, Dan Burdett was your winner. Single speed 35 and over, Paul LaRusso taking that win. And in the single speed women with 500 series points, Wendy Villegas. That was the Southridge USA overall winter series results. Complete results can be found at southridgeusa.com. Race results for Central Coast mountain bike racing at Fort Ord. In Monterey, California, beginner men's 19 through 34. Picking up that win from Monterey, riding for Ghost Tree Racing, Ryan LaPearl. Beginner men's 45 to 54. Cowboy Racing's Jeff Lindenthal was your winner. The beginner men 55 plus, Mike Eisner. Juniors 13 and under, Kyle Peterson. Riding for GBK Santa Cruz was your winner. Junior men's 14 through 18, Ross Kennedy picking up that win. And junior women 18 and under, Emily Serna, riding for DC10 Cowboy Racing. And in the beginner women 19 plus, Denise Sultanian, riding for the Raven out of San Jose. Again, this was March 6th. Cross-country mountain bike racing in Monterey. More results from that race. Men's 19 through 34 sport category. Taking the podium, third place, Aaron Foppel. Second place going to Willow Glen Bikes' Doug Baker. And your winner from Fortinet Fitness, Palo Alto, Franco Campilongo. In the sport, men's 35 to 44, Quadzilla Racing's Alex Kramer taking that win. Sportman's 45 to 54, Thomas Smith taking third, Glenn Cockrell in second, riding for Labrador Construction. And your winner out of Livermore from the Cycle Pros, Gary Johnson. Clydesdale Sports, Andrew Murray taking that win. Sportman's 55 plus, Joe Crabtree in third, running for Forest Hill Bike Shop. Frank Elias taking second, and NTP Racing's Dan Nelson picking up the win. In the sport single speed, Plus 3 Network's Steve Wade taking that win. And in the sport women 18 and under, Rainey Chandler, running for Doug Chandler Performance, was the winner. Sport women's 19 through 34, Davis Bike Club's Ellen Sherrill taking that win. Sport women's 35 to 44, Sarah Murphy was your winner. And in the sport women's 45 plus from Taleo Racing, Becky Brain. And more race results from Fort Ord. In the category pros and semi-pros, picking up the win from Buy Sell Ibis, Derek Yara. Expert men's 18 and under, Jacob Albrecht was your winner. And in the expert men's 19 through 34, Quadzilla Racing's John Smith taking that win. 35 to 44, Scott Zavick, riding for BuySell.com, Ibis. In the expert men's 45 to 54, Monterey Bay Racing Team's Eric Squires. Expert men's 55 plus, Voss Racing's Larry Hampson was your winner there. And in the pro and expert women, Beth Williver
in the second place position, riding for Bike Station Aptos, and Ibis Bicel's Jamie Bush was your winner.
Okay, let's go to some upcoming events coming up in California for both road and mountain bike.
The 23rd Annual Keysville Classic Mountain Bike Race is coming up March 18th, 19th, and 20th. Keysville Classic stage race includes cross-country, downhill, short track, trials, kids races, and a poker ride. Used to be one of the largest mountain bike events ever on the West Coast. Keysville Classic, again, March 18th through the 20th. Visit KeysvilleRacing.com for full details on that event. And Central Coast Circuit Race, series number 4, will be taking place in Monterey. Coming up on March 19th also, that's in Monterey on Fort Ord, on the Fort property, near Seaside, just north of Monterey. Full details on that can be found at cccxcycling.com. And also in Northern Cal on Sunday, March 20th in Oakdale, the 3rd Annual Regalado Warnerville Road Race, brought to you by Velo Promo. Categories for all racers, masters, men and women. Details on that can be found at velopromo.com. And in Southern Cal, Criterium Racing, brought to you by Pacific Sunset Velo, on Sunday, March 20th, the Spring Classic Grand Prix in Ontario. Criterium Racing for men, women, and juniors as well. Details at PacificSunsetVelo.com for that event. And off-road racing, more mountain biking going on. Brought to you by Team Big Bear, part of the U.S. Triple Cup. March 26th and 27th at Fontana, California. Cross-country mountain bike racing, downhill, Super D as well, short track racing. Details for that can be found at uscup.net. Upcoming mountain bike racing.
Okay, here's the next heat of the beginners. Whoa, this is a big heat. Ring those bells! Woo!
Yeah, yeah!
Awesome heat. This is a heat. Whoa! Almost doing wheeling over the bump there.
Yeah.
That is a big field of beginners here. Yep. At the U.S. Kinda Cup here at Benelli Park on Bike Sport Radio. Okay, we got sounds of the races going on. That was our beginner's field start. We've got some interviews, and just sit back and enjoy the sounds of bike racing here at Bike Sport Radio.
Let's start to go back like all the 82 layers you just passed. Like,
yeah.
Don't put that part.
Yeah. All right, so you made it look easy out there. How'd it go?
Well... It wasn't easy out there. Man, it was hard. It's, you know, always an eye opener at the first race. Wasn't feeling quite as spunky as I was hoping to. Man, just, you know, sort of some rookie mistakes out there. I missed my pedal on the start, and everyone was giving me a lot of shit for that, which is, you know, I deserved because went right to the back. But and then I sort of panicked like an idiot and tried to get back up to the front pretty quick. So it didn't start out that great, and then it finally, you know, I was like, all right, just got to relax and just do what I can do. And I started feeling quite a bit better, like, the last half of the race. But, man, I've had this little, I don't know, chest cold, and it's, I mean, I feel fine. It's just, like, when I ride hard, I start coughing, and I can't stop.
We noticed, yeah.
Yeah. So so I got something going down there. I might need to get it checked out. But I'm hoping I'm just hawking it out. Just good Inland Empire air. It's good for the lungs.
So coming out west, were you expecting the course that we ended up with, or were you expecting a little more drafting?
I thought there might be a little more drafting in that, you know. But actually, I didn't feel quite well, you know, with the way I started and everything. Like, I just didn't get in it. I wasn't in a good spot to be, like, right on people's wheels. So I'm kind of glad it was not as much drafting, because I probably would have lost the lead group still, and then I would have been just, like, hating my life, you know, not drafting while everyone else was. So I was pretty happy with the course. I mean, it felt a lot like a World Cup, and I think that's the direction, you know, things should be going. I'm happy. So I think it's a good first effort for getting ready for the season, and I'm getting pumped. Got another couple weeks before the next big test. So hopefully, have these lungs cleared up and my rookie mistakes out of the way, and I'll be back up there a little bit higher, like I was hoping. But no, I'm happy.
All right, well, good job.
All right, thanks.
Okay, we're here at the next heat, and they just said go, and here they come. Another beginner heat coming by. This is a massive beginner heat here at the U.S. Kenda Cup. Bells ringing, and there goes Aqual Dewey, San Diego Bike Club, taking the lead right there. Followed up by Cycle USA in the next beginner heat here at the Kenda Cup, right here at Bike Sport Radio. Okay, they just said go again for another beginner heat. Coming down, and they're hitting the sandbags there, and there goes the leader right there in the beginners. Woo! Wheelies over the curb. Ouch, that hurt. All right. I think that was the final beginner heat now underway at the Kenda Cup. Benelli Park, part of the Triple Crown race.
All right, Adam, how'd it go today?
Fair to Midland? I don't know, average?
We're close to Highland, I think.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Right. Kind of a struggle. It was all right for the first, I don't know, half, two-thirds, and then I kind of ticked down to the empty line. The gas light came on in a bad way, like, you know, you need gas. You better pull over now. There's a headwind. Yeah. I usually play the gaslight game, and it didn't really work out for me today, so...
You and Carl both, huh?
Yeah, totally. We love living on the edge. Yeah, I've been kind of struggling to maintain this week, so I'm glad to have ridden reasonably at all. Stayed in the top 10, at least.
Well, cool. So, coming out west, were you expecting such a tough course, or you were looking for a little more drafting?
No, I like tough courses. I mean... tough course is better when I have my wits about me, but this is a good track. Like, I was pretty impressed yesterday when I didn't race here last year, so I was pretty stoked on it. It's a nice park, good trails, definitely pretty full on, like up and down, and that's legit.
And then next year, bring your kayak out at the lake.
Yeah, totally. There was some guy in a burly V8 boat out there giving her. It's like, man, usually I'm focused a little more to notice that, but that thing was loud. I'm pretty sure everyone heard that.
Yeah, you're not the only one. All right, thanks, Adam.
All right, that was Adam Craig, post-race interview with Adam Craig at the U.S. Cup in Benelli Park. Love hearing these athletes hacking their lungs out after a race. It's always tough out there. So we got Robert Herber at his hospitality booth. He had a nice hospitality booth set up there. Robert Herber promoting the Racers and Chasers series out at Benelli Park. He had a hospitality booth feeding the riders free food and promoting his series as well. We had a chance to talk to Robert. Let's hear what he had to say. Bike Sport Radio's here today at the Shobaka, what are they, Racers and Chasers booth? Hospitality?
Yes, sir.
Robert Herber, nice setup you got here, providing food and stuff and everything. You're out here just to promote your Racers and Chasers series? Or
Definitely, and give the racers a welcome place to come and hang out and get some free food, some snacks. Just hang out and have a great time in the shade, enjoy the couches, and watch some cool racing.
Yeah, it's a really cool setup here for those of you listeners. We've got inflatable couches right here at turn one to watch all the beginners wipe out on their first lap. Bike parking, we've got oranges, bananas, cookies, and a contest going on.
Yeah, we have a raffle this weekend. We'll have it also, I believe, at Fontana. We have two pairs of Laker tickets that we're giving away, so actually four seats. They're awesome seats. They're up with the band at the Lakers. They're compliments of Steve Herrera at the Cyclery Bike Shop in La Mirada.
Very nice. La Mirada, okay. And how do you find out more about the bike shop?
The Cyclery Bike Shop, you can just look them up. They don't actually have a website yet, but it's okay. The Cyclery Bike Shop in La Mirada.
The Cyclery Bike Shop in La Mirada. Cool. And then for your events, you got a series of events. You got a couple of them coming up. You got a whole calendar of events, some marathon races and some other stuff going on.
Yeah, next weekend we have a run bike run, which is going to be our first one. It's all off-road, so it's a trail run and then a mountain bike race. It's going to be super cool. It's down at the beautiful Lake Hodges down in San Diego, nice. Escondido area.
Nice.
We have a lot of events coming up. Julian, two-day stage race. We have a 50-miler. We have a 100-miler. All sorts of fun stuff.
Oh, 100-miler for those of you getting ready for Leadville.
Sweet. Exactly.
And how do our listeners find out more about your race series?
Racersandchasers.com.
Racersandchasers.com. All right, cool. Keep up the good work, Robert.
Thanks, Brad. Nice work today.
Thanks. So here is the Racers and Chasers hospitality booth. How'd you do?
Fourth.
Fourth? Woo!
I passed a guy on the last lap. I was just tracking. I was suffering, I'm thinking.
Woohoo!
And I was tracking him, and then on this last part after the road, coming up with the grinds, a little more gradual, it's more my style.
Yep.
I kind of got next to him. No, I need to road mile more. I got next to him, and I just went blasting by him and put a gap so I could hold
him. And he had nothing, huh?
Through this stuff.
Well, he couldn't close it up.
Enough to keep it away from here, and I was way ahead of him.
Nice.
127.
Is that podium, or?
Yeah, I think they do five here. What did you do?
I got second.
That's fantastic. No, you're right.
I was winning, but I wanted to let you
ahead of that whole group?
I was leading the whole group for one lap, and then Yoshizomo from Japan, the Japanese guy.
Yeah.
I had to do it for Japan. I had to let Japan win. So
is
he rolled
from
away.
Japan?
Huh?
He's a local guy.
No. Oh, yeah. Japanese name, though. I don't know. Subconsciously, I might have let him win.
I'm impressed, though. You got second. That's great.
Second in the whole pack.
That was, I know, in your age group and the whole pack. I know. What was your time?
122, 21.
Because whatever it said there on the clock when you came through, subtract 10 minutes. It said 10 when we took off.
Yeah, okay.
No, that's fast. I saw you up there a couple of turns, much the whole first lap. My last lap was the fastest. I was like 30, 31, and then 26.
Whoa!
So
you had traffic on the first lap, then.
Yeah, there was. Plus,
there was. In the rocky section, a lot of traffic.
Plus, by the third lap, I knew I didn't have to save anything, and I knew how to work this section through here, you know.
I pre-rode the course with a narrow, rocky section, and that's why I went hard at the beginning, because I knew there was going to be traffic, and I knew there was going to be carnage, people misshifting, people going off the course. Cool. Good job.
Boy, some guys wiped out right in front of me. It's flipping over, you know, on some of the off-cambers and stuff.
All right, looking forward to the podium. Bike Sport Radio is here today at the Racers and Chasers Black Mountain Cross Country and Series Final, and I'm here with Scott DeLaurentis. Dino, what's happening, man? Haven't seen you in a while.
Not much. Just taking in the nice weather down here in San Diego.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. You're doing the cross country.
Yes, I'm doing the Sport Clydesdale.
Woohoo!
Yep, for the big guys. With the roadies, you know. I don't know. But, hey, you should come down to San Diego, probably one of the finer places to race. We're down here also with Racers and Chasers, the only real SoCal racing organization. San Diego is the real Southern California. L.A., too fake. people.
All right, you hear that, Los Angeles? You're here on killradio.org, streaming from our L.A. studios. This is a pre-recorded interview, however. So what else are you doing? So you're doing, how many laps is your race, by the way?
Mine is two laps, I think.
Two laps?
Experts and pros is, what, four or five?
Yeah,
something
like
that. But I'm doing two, and love this course. The fog has moved in.
Oh, yeah. Getting dark.
I mean, Racers
here.
And Chasers is putting on some great events, and then in July we're going to have the... two-day stage race up in Julian.
And, oh, really?
And, yeah.
Mountain bike.
Mountain bike. Two-day
Sweet.
Stage race. And then I know in September we're going to do the 50-miler, 100-miler.
Sweet.
Mountain bike race.
Ooh, I might be up for that.
I don't know,
I like
Brad.
These ultra. So what are you doing when you're not racing now?
I'm actually working at the Naval Base San Diego as a personal trainer, fitness trainer.
Oh,
I'm teaching
nice.
Six spin classes a week and doing gravity, TRX, and just basically, oh, and also I'm working with several pit bull rescues.
Oh.
We foster, yep. No, that's
not
bad.
That
not Michael Vick. We're not Michael Vicking it today. No, they're actually better dogs. There's no bad dogs. There's bad, real bad owners.
No bad dogs. Just bad owners. All
yep.
right. Right on.
And you want a great dog? Get a pit bull.
Really?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, we fostered, we've had two of them, two females, and we fostered five males.
Wow.
And zero issues. Zero.
Nice.
So,
well, good
yeah.
luck with your race today.
Yep, thank you, Brad, and it's
thanks.
Good to see you.
And, we're
I've
here
known Brad.
Real racers out here, and you've known me for a while, huh?
Yeah, since about 1997 when I started racing with the Urban Cyclocross.
Oh, God, we're dating ourselves.
No, we're not dating. We're dudes. Dudes don't
oh,
date each
right.
other.
Oh, that's right. Dudes don't date. Forgot that.
Dudes, and well, Brad right. used to put on the back door, back on track.
On track productions. Urban Cyclocross Series.
Yeah.
That's right. Back
and that was where. Down Rancho Domingo, right?
Yeah, Cal State Dominguez Hills.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Those were fun.
Before they built that new center, Home Depot Center, whatever they call it.
Oh, yeah, that's where all the day laborers hang out.
Yeah, you got it. All right, you heard it on Bike Sport Radio. We're having fun out here. Thanks, Tina. Good luck with your race.
Yeah, thanks. Later.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio Live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
Okay, big thank you for listening. Short show today on Bike Sport Radio. It's St. Patrick's Day week. Stand by for Brad's Vinyl coming up next. And we thank you all for listening to Bike Sport Radio here at killradio.org.